and then Sandra Waddick. So right now I'd like to welcome a songwriter who plays guitar and sings, and his wife provides percussion. Please welcome Bill and Joanne Lehrman.
Don't be shy.
Oh, no.
Well, she's not shy. All right.
Okay.
There we go.
You can have just in time.
Just in time, I know. My guitar was out in the car.
Oh, man.
That's a brand new one.
It's gonna change while it warms up. Step up close.
Yeah, plug it in. Okay. Yeah,
a lot of
lyrics. More or less, my cheat sheet.
But he's got it in his head.
I think I'll be all right.
Get it in his hands.
Yeah, right. I will. Okay, we're going to do a song. We're going to do a song called Hot Rod Lincoln. Now, I first heard this song in 1972. It was recorded by a fairly obscure rockabilly band called Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen. Anybody know this song, Hot Rod Lincoln? So I always thought that, you know, being an idiot, and we didn't have Wikipedia back then, I always thought that Commander Cody wrote it. So I looked on Wikipedia yesterday, and I found out that it was written way back in 1955. By Charlie Ryan and W.S. Stevenson. So, who knew? So, Wikipedia told me that Charlie Ryan died a couple years ago, and he was in the Rockabilly Hall of Fame.
Oh, all right.
So, this is really an oldie. So, this is a song about a car. A song about a fast car. Right, if you don't stop driving that
hot
rod.
It's not a Toyota.
You know that one, Rick. My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod race when the Fords and Lincolns were setting the pace? That story is true, I'm here to say, because I was driving that Model A. Got a Lincoln motor, it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup. Got 8 cylinders, uses them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carbon and dual exhaust, the 411 gears, you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, the tire's fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night. The moon and stars were shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still. Now, all of a sudden, in the wink of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed us by. I said, boys, that's a mark for me. By then, the taillight was all you could see. Now, the fellas was ribbing me for being behind, so I thought I'd make the Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it on down into overdrive. Wound it up, 210, my speedometer said that I hit top end. My foot was glued like lead to the floor. That's all there is, and there ain't no more. Now the boys all thought I'd lost my sense. Them telephone poles look like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots. The lines on the road just look like dots. Took a corner, sideswiped a truck. Crossed my fingers just for luck. My fenders was clicking the guardrail post. The guy beside me was white as a ghost. Smoke was coming from out of the back when I started again on that Cadillac. I knew I could catch him. I thought I could pass. Don't you know by then we'd be low on gas. We had flames coming from out of the side. Feel the tension. Man, what a ride. I said, look out, boys. I got a license to fly. That caddy pulled over and let us by. Now, all of a sudden, she started a knocking down in the drift. She started a rocking. I looked in the mirror. Red light was blinking. The cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. They arrested me, they threw me in jail, they called my pappy to pay my bail, and he said, son, you're gonna drive it and drink it if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Thank you. Thanks. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ellen. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Glad to be here.
How about another hand for Steve and Joanne Beck, Lara.